ra ra da ba la la li la lo ka saraya karnya ghana ghanatyam samsara da ಬಂದೀರ್ಗುರಕ್ಷೀಕರಣಾರವಿಂದಂ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭೋ ಕೀರ್ತನನಿ ಕವೀತ ಬಾದಿತ್ರಮಾದ್ಯನ್ಮನಸೋರಸೀನ ಕಂಪಾಸು ಸಾರಂಗಾಜೋ ಬಂದೇ ಗುರಶ್ರೀಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಂ ತ್ರಿವಿದ್ರಹಾರಾಧನ ನಿತ್ಯನಾನ ಸಿಂಹಾರ ತನ್ಮಂದಿರ ಮಾದನಾದೌ ಯುಕ್ತಾಂಶ ನಿಜನ್ಯತೋಪಿ ಬಂದೇ ಗುಲಶ್ರೀಕರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಸದ್ವಾನ್ನ ಹರಿಭಕ್ತ ಭಜತೋ ಸದೈವ ಬಂದೇ ಗುರುಶ್ರೀಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಅಧಿಕಾ ಮಾಧವರ ಪಾರ ಮಧುಜಲೀಲ ಗುಣರೂಪ ನಾಮ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಿಕಾ ಮಾಧವರ ಪಾರ ಜಲೀಲಾ ಗುಣ ರೂಪ ನಾಮ ಪ್ರತೀಕ್ಷಣ ಸ್ವಾದನ ಭಕ್ಷ್ಯ ಮಂದಿರ ಗುರಕ್ಷೀಕರಣ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ತಿಮಲ್ಲವಶ ಬಂದೇ ಗುರುಶ್ರೀಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಂ ರಕ್ಷಾಧರಿತ್ರೇಣ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರೇ ವೃತ್ತಸ್ಥಾ ಭಾವತೇವ ಸರ್ವೀ ಹಾ
प्रियाये मातः वन्दे गुरक्षी चरणारविन्दम् यश्च प्रसादात् भगवत् प्रसाद यश्च प्रसादात् नवति कुतोऽपि यश्च प्रसादात् भगवत् प्रसाद यस्य प्रसादान् नवति कुतोऽपि दयां शिवं तस्य यश श्रीसन्नं वन्दे गुरस्ति शरणारविन्दम्
गोस्वामी प्रभुवाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय स्वामी तो भक्तवृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज थैंक यू वेरी मच
वासुदेवाय
सूत उवाच
ప్రవ్రజంతం
అపేత
కృత్యం
ద్వైపాయన విరహ కాతర ఆజుహావ పుత్రేతి తన్మయ అభినేదు. వెన్ యు సే తరవ దెన్ అభినేదు, అదర్వైజ్ తరవో భినేదు. అభినేదు సం సర్వ భూత హృదయం మునిం ఆనతోస్మి ఆనతోస్మి.
శ్రూత
ఉవాచ
యం
ప్రవ్రజంతం మనుపేతమపేత కృత్యం యం ప్రవ్రజంతం మనుపేతమపేత కృత్యం ద్వైపాయన విరహ కాతర యాజుహావ పుత్రేతి తన్మయతయా తురవేహునేదు తం సర్వభూత హృదయం మునిమానతోస్మి తం ప్రవ్రజంతమనుపేతమపేత కృత్యం ద్వైపాయన విరహ కాతర యాజుహావ పుత్రేతి తన్మయతయా తరవోభినేదు తం సర్వభూత హృదయం మునిమానతోస్మి. శ్రూత ఉవాచ యం ప్రవ్రజంతమనుపేతమపేత కృత్యం ద్వైపాయన విరహ కాతర యాజుహావ పుత్రేతి తన్మయతయా తరవై మునేదు తం సర్వని హృదయ మునిమానతోస్మి. శూత ఉవాచ యం ప్రవ్రజంతమనుపేతమపేత కృత్యం ద్వైపాయన విరహ కాతర యాజుహావ పుత్రేతి తన్మయతయా తరవై భునేదు తం సర్వభూత హృదయం మునిమానతోస్మి. యం ప్రవ్రజంతమనుపేతమపేత కృత్యం ఆజుహావ ద్వైపాయన విరహ కాతర యాజుహావ పుత్రేతి తన్మయతయా తరవేభినేదు తం సర్వభూత హృదయం మునిమానతోస్మి. శ్రుత ఉవాచ
యం ప్రవ్రజంతమనుపేతమపేత కృత్యం ేతమేత్యం
ద్వైపాయన విరహ కాతరయా జుహావ పుత్రేతి తన్మయతయా గురువేరు తం సర్వభూత హృదయం ముని మానతోస్మి సూత ఉవాచ జం ప్రవజంతమనుపీతమపీతకృత్యం ద్వైపాయన విరహ కాతరయా జుహావ పుత్రేతి తన్మయతయా తరవోభినేదు తం సర్వభూత హృదయం ముని మానతోస్మి లేడీస్ ప్రవజంతమనుపీతమపీతకృత్యం హృదయాజువావ పుత్రేత్ తన్మయతయా తరవోభిలేదు తం సర్వభూత హృదయం ముని మానతోస్మి శ్రుత ఉవాచ యం ప్రవజంతమనుపీతమపీతకృత్యం ద్వైపాయన విరహ కాతరయా జుహావ పుత్రేతి తన్మయతయా తరువోభినేదు హృదయం ముని మానతోస్మి
శ్రూత
without being reformed by the sacred thread.
Apeta. Not undergoing ceremony.
Krithyam.
Prescribed duties.
Dvaipayana.
Vyasdeva.
Viraha.
Separation.
Kathara.
Being afraid of.
Ajuhava.
Exclaim.
Putra.
Iti.
Oh my son.
Tanmayataya. Being absorbed in that way.
Tarava.
All the trees.
Abhinedu.
Responded. Come unto him. Respectful obeisances unto that great sage Shukadeva Goswami, who can enter the hearts of all. When he went away to take up the renounced order of life, sannyas, leaving home without undergoing the sacred thread ceremony, his father, Vyasdeva, cried out to him, O my son. Indeed, only the trees echoed in response to the the bereaved father.
So, the question raised by the sages and saintly person in Naimisharana, as after departure of Krishna, unto whom the charge of religious principle depended. So, Śrīla Gosvāmī, who is a disciple of Śukadeva Gosvāmī. Śukadeva Gosvāmī is a spiritual master, therefore it is the etiquette, before speaking anything, the disciple should first of all offer respect to the spiritual master. So, offering respect to the spiritual master means to remember some of his activities. Just like you offer respect to your spiritual master, Namaste Saraswate Devam Gauravani Prachar. This is the activity of your spiritual master, that he is preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is the disciple of Saraswati Thakur. Namaste Saraswate. You should pronounce it Saraswate, not Saraswati. Saraswati is my spiritual master. So his disciple is Saraswati. Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharani. These are the activities. What is the activities of your spiritual master? He is simply preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya. That is his business. What is the message of Lord Chaitanya? Lord Chaitanya's message is that you go and speak everyone about Krishna and Krishna's message. This is called parampara system. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as disciple of Isharpuri, he is preaching Krishna consciousness. And similarly, in the disciple succession of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Goswamis, Sara Goswami, Sirup Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Srijiv Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath, Sri Bande Rupa Sanatanam Raghujagau, Srijiv Gopala. We begin from our first disciple succession. Bande Haṁ Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavāṁśa. Bande Haṁ Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Guru, spiritual master. Bande Haṁ Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavāṁśa. And then his Guru, his Guru, his Guru, they are all Vaishnava. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Sri Vaishnavāṁśa. Sri Rupam. Then I offer respect to Sri Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami means Bande Rupa Sanatanam Raghujagau Sri Jiva Gopala. All the Goswamis, six Goswamis. Bandi Rupam, Bandi Rupam, Sanatanam, Sāgraja, Sāgraja, Agraja means elder brother. Sanatana Goswami was the elder brother of Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami accepted him as his spiritual master. Sri Rupam, Sāgrajātam, Sahavana Raghunathānitam, associated by Raghunathas. There are two Raghunaths, Raghunath Das Goswami and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Sa Jivam with Jiva Goswami. This is the process. Vande Hang Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Savana Raghunathan Nitam Tang Sajivam. Then we go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's status. Sa Advaitam, Savadhutam. That is also first of all Advaita Gosai. Then Nityananda Mahaprabhu, Prabhu. Mahaprabhu is applicable only to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Others are Prabhus. Ekala Ishar Krishna Arsa Vritta. Krishna, and he has got innumerable servants. The Krishna is Mahaprabhu, and all others, they are Prabhus. The spiritual master, who has got many Prabhus to abide by his order, he is addressed as Prabhupada. This is the system. Sādvaitaṁ sāvadhūtaṁ parijana sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. After offering all these obeisances to Goswami, to Guru, and Advaita, Nityananda, then you come to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Sri Radha, not Krishna directly, Sri Radha, Krishna Padam, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakha Nitangscha. Radha Krishna means they are always associated by the gopis of whom Lalita Vishakha are the chief out of the Ashtashakis. So this is the parampara system. So here also we see Mahajana Jena Gatasapantha. We have to accept the path of the authorities. Here is authority, Śrīla Goswāmī, he is offering his respect to his spiritual master, Śukadeva Goswāmī. As soon as you offer, just like we sung this Gurbhāṣṭak, Bandi Gura Sri Charanāravindam. Bandi Gura Sri Charanāravindam, you can say simply, I offer my respectful obeisances to my spiritual master. No! You must describe his activities. What is the activity of spiritual master? Saṅśāra dāvā nalalīra lōka trānāya kārinya ghanā ghanatyam prāpta śakalyāna gunārnavasya bandhi gura sri charanāravinda. This is describing the quality. And otherwise everyone will become spiritual master. That quality, the activity will support the bona fide spiritual master. Guna karma vibhāgasa. There must be quality and action. So the spiritual master's action is that he is to deliver his disciple from the blazing fire of this material existence. Saṅśāra dāvānala. The dāvānala is used because this material world is always blazing, always problem. Nobody can deny it. Simply problems. That's like fire. Fire is a problem, and especially in America, we see in every city, every 10 minutes or 15 minutes, there is a fire brigade. Dung, 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 dung. Why? And the fire is blazing, always. So, as we practically see, that there is always fire and the fire brigade is ready. Nobody goes to set fire. By accident, by manipulation, fire takes place. The comparison is therefore with the forest fire. Forest fire takes place without anyone's attempt, simply by collision of two dry wood, there is friction, electricity is produced, and the dry leaf immediately catch hold of the electricity and it becomes fire. So, this material world, everyone is trying to be peaceful, happy, tranquil. No. There must be fire. Exactly like that. The fire brigade is always ready because they know that at any moment there will be fire. So, as it is state-wise, fire brigade is ready. Similarly, universally, this material world is also, there is chance of fire at any moment. We do not want it, but it will take place. Therefore, this material existence is called saṅsāra dāvā nalalīra loka. And the forest fire is compared, especially mentioned, this fire cannot be extinguished by your fire brigade. He cannot send fire brigade to the forest. I've seen in Nainital, from Kathgudam station, about 1 mile up in the hill there is fire. So long ago, so I asked him, "Man, what is that?" "But there is fire." So nobody went there to set fire, but the fire is blazing. So how this fire can be extinguished? Can you send fire brigade or buckets of water? No, that is not possible. Then it will go on the fire? No, it will be extinguished. How? Samsara dava nalalila loka tranaya karana ghanaghanatyam. Just like this forest fire can be extinguished only if there is cloud upon it, if there is rain. You cannot set fire brigade. That means this is the indication that this fire of this material world can be extinguished through the exigency of spiritual master, because he has received the mercy. Cloud, just like cloud has taken water from the sea. Similarly, the spiritual master takes mercy, receives mercy from the ocean of mercy, Krishna, and he pours it over this saṅsāra dāvā. This example is very nice, that you cannot extinguish by your plans the blazing fire of this material existence. That is not possible. This is foolishness. Andhāja-thāndhairupaniyamāna. The so-called rascal leaders, they are making plan lifelong, the United Nations making plan to stop war, fighting. They cannot do it. It is not possible. You have to take mercy from Krishna. Then it is possible to extinguish. We have to seek mercy. But the demons, they don't care for Krishna or God. They think that we shall do. I am God, I shall do it. Namāga duṣkitunam mūḷhā prapadyante narādhamā. Because they are narādham, lowest of the mankind. Now why it is called? Krishna says, we are not manufacturing this world. Krishna says, lowest of the mankind. Āsuri bhāvama asrita. Namāṁ prabhadyante mūḷhā duṣkitina narādhamā. Māyā aparitajñāna āsuri bhāvama asrita. Those who are demons, those who have developed this asuric bhav. Asuric bhav means denying the existence of God. That is asuric bhav. There are two kinds of men, asur and devata.
those who are accepting the authority of the Supreme Lord, they are called Devata. And those who are denying the existence of God, now such demons are prevalent everywhere, especially the communists. And others, they write, of course, on the note, we trust in God, but practically does not do anything. That is also another edition of demons. Under the garb of believing in God, doing all nonsense. You see? So, namang duskidunam murha prapadanti narana. Human life is meant for understanding what is God, what is my relationship with Him. And when he understands the relationship is there, God is great, I am very small. No. The rascal says, no, I am God. And what? You say you become God. God is great. Are you great? If I give you any slap, you'll immediately cry and you're claiming God. You see? But these rascals are doing nicely and fools are following. Here is God, incarnation of God. You see? So God is not so cheap. God, our conception of God, they say Krishna. Krishna is so powerful. It is stated in the Vedic literature. Jasaika nishasita kalamathavalamma jivanti loma viloja jagadannanatha. Simply by the breathing of Mahavishnu, innumerable, just like we excel and inhale, and so many small microbes, germs are coming out and going. This is a fact, medical science. Similarly, as microbes are coming and going, similarly, with the breathing of Mahavishnu, so many universes are coming and going. That is God. God who can create unlimited number of universes simply by breathing. That is God. Don't sleep. You can. So, here, namang duskitunam murha prapadante naradhama. So, for receiving God consciousness, we have to approach ādo gudbāsrayam, that is the how to become devotee. Ādo gudbāsrayam, one has to seek out a bona fide spiritual master. Just like Śrūta Gosvāmī has become disciple of a bona fide spiritual master, Sukhdev Gosvāmī, and is describing the activities of his spiritual master, Jang Prabhajantam. Sukhdev Goswami was liberated. He remained within the mother, within the womb of his mother for 16 years. Because he was conscious that as soon as I get out of the womb of my mother, I will be immediately captured by Maya. So let me become little strong. So he remained 16 years within the mother. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, he learned all about God consciousness from the within the womb of his mother. Narad Muni was teaching Prahlad Maharaj's mother because she was pregnant and she was being taken away by Indra and others. Narad Muni rescued her. And because her husband was defeated and he fled away and he underwent severe austerities how to defeat these demigods. So Narad Muni took compassion upon this lady and he told, my dear daughter, you come with me, you live with me in my hermitage until your husband comes back. So He was instructing daily, it is the business of saintly person, whoever comes to him, he would give him instruction about spiritual knowledge. So he was instructing Prahlad Maharaj's mother, but the mother, less intelligent woman, but Prahlad Maharaj took all the instruction and became a perfect devotee. He has admitted when his friends inquired from him, "My dear Prahlad, you are the son of a king and you do not go outside your palace, and we are sent here in this school teaching, our master teacher is the same, how you have learnt all these nice things?" And then he said, "My dear friends, these nice things I learned from Narada, the same spiritual master. You require spiritual master." He then described that the instruction was actually meant for my mother, but being woman, she has forgot. This is the qualification. Don't be sorry. But Krishna says, Sriya Shudra Tatha Vaishya Stipi Janti Parangati. That is Krishna's mercy. Even if he is woman, Sriya. Woman is considered to be less intelligent. But Krishna is so merciful that Manhi Partha Vipasritya Jeepishu Papa Junaya. Sriya Shudra Tatha Vaishya Stipi Janti Parangati. Doesn't matter whether he is woman or Shudra or a Vaishya. If he takes shelter of my lotus feet, according to the regulative principle, tipinyanti parangati, they also go back to God. Kimpuna brahmana punya bhakta rajasthayastatha. Then what to speak of the persons who are born in Brahmin family, and those who are devotees, they must go, provided he takes shelter of Krishna. Even Sriya Shudra Tatha Vaishya, who are considered less intelligent or born in lower degrade species of life, still they can go, and what to speak of the persons who have taken in high family, devoted family, they must go. Anittam asukam lokam imam prapa bhajasama. This world is anityam. Anityam means temporary, asukam and full of miseries. Imam prapi, who want to get relief from this temporary world and the distresses within this world, then bhajasama. Just become a devotee of me. So, the activities of Sukhdev Goswami is that he purposefully remained within the womb of his mother for 16 years. And as soon as he got out, immediately he left home. Immediately. Anupita, because according to Vedic system, there is Upanayan, Upeta. Upanayan. Upanayan means, Upa means near, and Nayanam means bringing. When the spiritual master brings the disciples nearer by giving him Gayatri Mantra, that is called Upanayan, Sanskar. So, Sukhdev Goswami did not take any such sanskar. He learned from his father within the womb of his mother, and as he became perfectly in knowledge, liberated soul, immediately he got out of the womb of his mother and immediately started for the forest, naked, he was going on. And the father became actually very much aggrieved. Oh, my son is born and is going immediately. Out of affection, my dear son, where you are going? My dear son, where your putri iti tanmayataya? Son didn't care. Went there. Putri iti tanmayataya tarabo vinedu. And because the father was so angry, so the trees replied, there was, what is called, vibration, echo. Yes. So, tam sarvabhuta ridang munim alatosmi, I am offering my respectful obeisances unto the great sage Sukadeva Goswami, whose activities is like that. Immediately coming out of the womb of his mother, he left home without being undergoing any sanskar. So sanskar is required who is impure. So we should not imitate, neither it is our in our capability that as soon as we get out of the womb of mother we can walk. No, that is not possible. It is special. It is special, therefore everything is special. Even without taking any initiation, he was initiated by his father, Vyasadeva. But he left immediately home, and Sukadeva Goswami is describing the wonderful activities of his spiritual master and offering obeisance. Tana munim alatosmi, that great sage, Anatosmi, I humbly bow down on his lotus feet. Thank you.